The next sin is khabi'ah, deception. قال الله تعالى ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the plotting of evil, the bad, like the people who make these evil schemes, who make these complicated plots, they make these conspiracies, they play these games, they want to make tricks and politics, play politics, let's put it that way. Whether it's in your masjid committees, or in your auntie circles and your auntie party, it doesn't matter where it is, wherever you're playing these particles, these politics, وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيُّ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ, it's going to come around. And it's going to encompass you. So there is some truth to that saying that what goes around, comes around. There is some truth to that. Meaning that if it goes around, it might not happen in this dunya, but it will, you know, we say in Urdu, ghir lana, it just encompass you, it encircles you. That's yahiq. It will encircle you, it will hem you in, if you do it and make it emanate from your own self. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المكر والخديعة في النار. He said makr, evil plotting, والخديعة in deception, في النار, they're in the fire. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة خب ولا بخيل ولا منان. وقال الله تعالى عن المنافقين, الله سبحانه وتعالى says about the منافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم. They're trying to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think they're smart and they think they can get away with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ خَادِيُهُمْ وَإِنْ فَاتْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is playing with them. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي حَدِيثٍ, and this is a sahih hadith in Muslim, وَأَهْلُ النَّارِ خَمْسًا وَذَكَرَ مِنْهُمْ رَجُلٌ لَا يَصْبَحُ وَلَا يَمْسِي إِلَّا وَهُوَ خَادِعُكَ and ahlika wa malika. That the people of the fire are five people, and was mentioned amongst them a man who does not wake up nor does he go to sleep except that he tries to deceive you with regards to your family and your wealth. Why do people play games? Why do people play politics? There's different motivations. Sometimes people do it because they want to gain wealth. So almost everyone in this room probably has received some type of, you know, email that was really urgent, that they wanted, someone sitting in Sierra Leone wants to give them $1 million and they need to your help immediately because they cannot take the funds themselves. And if you could kindly forward your bank details. And I know I actually tried to continue discussion with one of these people, you know, for a prolonged period of time. Or for example, Craigslist schemes. I remember we were having there was a professional conference we had in Louisiana. So I was going with my parents, and work was paying for it. So I was trying to find a really nice place that, you know, I could spend with my parents. And we didn't want to stay in a hotel. We wanted a place. I was worried about halal food, so we wanted a place that had a kitchen. So we're trying to find an apartment that we could have a rental. So I was looking, and then you find some of these places, you know, these beautiful lofts, and this, and they have really nice pictures. And the price is amazingly good. You're like, wow, this is, and so these are all like, you know, schemes, because when they like write you back, the English is like completely broken, and they're like, and then you click on the websites, and like the PDF is like turned over on the side when they send you the rental agreement. You already know that something must be wrong here. And they do this. They actually rent out people's homes, which have been put on the market for sale, and they like rent it out to other people, and then they take the money as a, you know, forward deposit, and then they run away. And they actually get away with it. Right? It's not easy to find. So sometimes people do these type of khadiyas, ajeeb plots. You know, ajeeb plots on how people try to extort money from other individuals. So sometimes it's to gain wealth. It's a prototypical Ponzi scheme. Sometimes people do it to get a girl. Right? People do it to get a girl. The person first makes a bad intention. No, it can even happen in a more subtle sense. For example, for marriage, they really like a certain family, right? And the girl is not getting married. She has some difficulty, maybe she can't have children. So then they hide it. Right? They hide it behind the thing. And they say, oh, no. And because usually people are too ashamed to ask. So they purposely try to give the impression that she's X, Y, and Z because they just want, they say, kitne aib hoge, you know, she's so old, she hasn't got married. They're so desperate, they just trick the other party into marrying them. And sometimes it happens the other way around. Married before? Kalla hasha. No way. What are you talking about? I've never been married to anyone before. I mean, where are anyone going to find out? And then they find out later and they say, oh, subhanAllah, you know, what are you going to do now? You're married, you're not going to divorce them. So this is khadiya. So sometimes to get the girl or to get the guy. But it really happens a lot on the dating scene. Right? The khadiya starts from the type of post that they put about themselves. Right? The whole thing, the whole thing from beginning to end is haram. The beginning of how to lure the other person into the lair is haram. And where you end up in the lair is also haram. Right, down to even how they Photoshop their looks and they're taking photos from angles and the descriptions they write about themselves and something to lure the other person in just so they can fulfill their matlab. And then when they trap the person, then it's as if they didn't know them. Sometimes it's to gain fame and popularity. Right? Sometimes it's to gain fame and popularity. People want to get ahead in life. They want to get ahead in their careers. They want to feel this sense of power. And some people, you know, there is a nasha that comes with mal, but there's another type of nasha or intoxication that comes with power. People get power hungry. And it trickles down, even down to very subtle levels. So you take, you know, women who are housewives, their husbands are doctors. And they have money, they have cars, they have anything, they don't have power. Right? So eventually you get bored. There's only so much you can shop. There's only so much makeup that you can put on. So now they're looking for a place where they can show that I'm something. That I have some, because they don't have a career. So then, and it can get down to even in an Islamic environment. So they say, we're starting Quran circle. But they want to be the one who always reads the Quran. They say, but I think I have this interpretation. Let's start ta'leem at my house. But it has nothing to do with ta'leem. It has everything to do with feeling powerful. That I have, I'm doing something. Let me join the masjid board. It has nothing to do with doing khidmah of the masjid, but the feeling that I have some sense of power. And this also happens on the guy side. I'm on the board. Right? It's not about serving the interests of the community, but about feeling that I have something in my hand. And it's so silly. Like, what are you going to do with the qiyama that, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I really rocked it in Tampa. I was, you know, on the board of Darus Salaam. Darus what? I mean, it's a small blip on the map. But because people don't have anything, then they get a little bit of thing and they get, their heads become so big. They feel like, people are like this, you know, people call you and they say, oh, I'm the director of this hospital, this and that. I'm like, what hospital? I mean, it's just in some like rural area somewhere. And they're like, they say it with so much pride. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I'm head of this program. It's like, I don't even know the name of your hospital. Right? And most of the doctors in the country don't know the name of your hospital. And you were made the thing, it's just because they needed someone to do the work. But people feel empowered by it as if it's a big thing. People feel empowered as if it's a big thing. So this being driven by power, so to get that power, people are ready to play all types of games. And I grew up seeing the politics in the masjid. I mean, I grew up in Chicago. So it's like politics central. SubhanAllah. Like there's the old guard and they're sitting there. They don't let anyone get in. And then they have their own little meetings. And then there's like these, you know, elections, but they're already pulling their old friends. You better make him get voted. It's like, this is not the U.S. Senate that you're running for. It's like, you know, the local masjid. It's not a big deal. But they take it so seriously. They're like taking videos. And I mean, it was ajeeb the type of lens that these people would go to. Ajeeb. And you even see, for the sake of masjid communities, they actually file court cases. A court case so that you could be a president of the masjid? Like, really? So some people do it for popularity. Some people do it just for entertainment. Because they have nothing better to do in their life. Really. They're sitting at home, they're bored, and they're really smart. Right? And their mind works like that. Tuck, 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 tuck. They start connecting all these things. So they like it. like, you know, weaving these little webs in society and see people falling down and getting into fights, and they just, you know, they make this little, they light a little bit fire here, and then they just watch it burn, right? And they take quiet pleasure in that. And then they light another fire over here and sit back, and then they watch it burn, and then they take pleasure in that. Or they just like to feel smart that, oh, I outsmarted the other person just because they can. It's sort of a satanic mindset. And why is it so evil then? Why is it so evil to do khadiya and to make this makar? Because it's the antithesis of the truth. And Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about the truth. It's one thing to murder something, someone. That's bad. Like, you know, you get immediately angrier. Someone pulled a knife, he stabbed someone. That's bad. That's bad, but it's not as bad as premeditated murder. You know, these people, these kids who said they think about it for days, and then they relish the thought, I'm going to shoot this person, the blood is going to come out, it's going to feel so good, and you read their journals and what they're thinking, that is real evil. That's real evil. These people who develop these elaborate schemes about, once I get the body, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to impale them, and then I'm going to do this to them, and after that I cut them into this, and I put them into a body bag, how will I dispose? I mean, they have these very elaborate schemes. That's not the same. That's much more evil. And so for a person to engage in khadi'a, for a person to engage in makr, it necessitates that it's premeditated. It takes a mental and intellectual investment. That mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you to contribute for the good of humanity, you contribute to the downfall of humanity. So where should we look out for falling into this? Workplace politics. Right, this is one place where this can happen. Number two, tricking your spouse into getting what you want. Right, you conveniently hide some important information. I didn't lie to them, but I also didn't tell them the full truth. Now, there is some place to that. I'm not telling that you should be brutally honest and tell them anything, right? Then that can also lead to its own problems. But you know what? There's a fine line between being wise, maybe not so fine line. There's a difference between being wise and being manipulative. You already know where you want to take the other person, and then you lead them down a slippery slope. So don't manipulate your spouse. And then in the community, and this often happens in friend circles, and for one reason or another, for many reasons actually, it's more common amongst women. Because, you know, men are generally at work and they don't socialize as much. And because you socialize less, there's less chance for this to occur. But women are generally very social. That's the way that they're built. They talk to each other more, they have closer relationships, they have more emotional investment. Something happens, they start crying because they're so close to the other person. Now, something happens to a guy, they find out something bad happened, they say, man, I really feel bad for you. You know, start crying. But they're like, oh my God, someone passes away, they're like, come on, we have to go over there and see them. They're just very invested in their relationships. And because of that, you sometimes see a lot of these games being played over there. Sometimes one person is a friend with someone, they see their intention going somewhere else. So then they start playing a game to try to get this person's attention back towards themselves. So they'll side with one person, make it up to be their best friend. She said, oh my God, I don't know why Khadija said that about you last time. You're nothing like that. She says, what do you mean? Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. She says, no, what do you mean? Astaghfirullah, you know, sister, I don't want to do ghibah. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Right? And inside she's like, I hope she pushes me, right? This is khadiyah. And sometimes it's for hasad. You see that sister who has it all, and it just burns you. So you want to do something to poke it. Something to poke them down. So then they play khadiyah, and they make these different games to try to bring them down one way or another. Sometimes hasad gets so bad that they even hire people to do black magic on someone. But this is nadir. Let me tell you something. So many people come to me, do you think I have asar? Do you think I have sihr? You know, it's fine. You know, one person, it might happen. But when, like, so many different people come to you, you know, someone on my wife's family, they said that in Pakistan, they have connection to these people who did this. So everyone has connection to the same person? Right? Can you also give me their number? It's like, I don't know where you find these people, but it seems like everyone knows someone who knows to do black magic, right? It's not black magic. It's just life, right? Like 99% of the time is life. There's this one person who one time called me, like I talked to him, they're an older person from back home. So, you know, they had a lot of respect. They have respect for the mashayikh. So they came and they said, you know, Shaykh, ab bas dua kar rahe hamare liye. Just make dua for you. And she says, no, these people, they hate me. And I used to pray tahajjud and now I don't pray anymore. And like, the only person who hates you is shaitan, if that's what's happened, right? And she said, I used to be able to walk and I can't walk anymore. I'm like thinking you have arthritis. And she said, my daughter, you know, she used to be so obedient, so good. And now she's completed baat nahi sunti. And she's like this. I'm like, you have a teenager, right? And then she's like, just make dua for me. I said, bas ab zara zikr karte rahe and pray your salah. She said, huh? Lekin bas ab dua kare, right? I mean, she didn't want to think about anything. She wants some like supernatural intervention. The sheikh gave his tawajjuh and I became okay. Or he read some secret dua and I became okay. It doesn't work like that. You just have to get up and walk and exercise. Go to rehab. Get your daughter some counseling, right? And start praying. Things will be okay. But they don't want to take it that way. Everyone gets magical and, you know, mystical about it. So sometimes it's for hasad. And people think, you know, everyone's doing hasad against me. It's that invisible audience.